Stony Nakoda. The Stony Nakoda Resort and Casino is developing a revised master plan that incorporates much-needed potential housing developments, increased retail services, a cultural center, and expanded outdoor recreation and transit opportunities. The master plan covers about 97 hectares of Iyarhi, Stony, Nakoda First Nation land surrounding the current Stony Nakoda Resort and Casino, also home to the Bears Paw Kananaskis Travel Center and Good Stony Meadows, another gas bar and retail center set to open in the summer. What we're really doing is building a regional project that ticks so many boxes, not just for the Bow Valley corridor but for the province as a whole, said Brian Lee, CEO of the Stony Nakoda Resort and Casino in a presentation to Kananaskis Improvement District, KID. Council March 21. When you look at our plan and some of the characteristics, first and foremost, it's First Nations focused. We're trying to address housing and labor, which is a big issue right now. There's transportation, sustainability, and there's environmentally friendly aspects of this project in terms of reducing carbon footprint. Importantly, he noted, it also has the support of all three Iyarhi Nakoda First Nation chiefs and councillors representing Chiniki, Bearspaw and Goodstoney First Nations. They've approved our process to go forward, restart the master plan process, look for the proper consultants to guide us through this and help us develop a plan, said Lee. They're helping to identify some funding sources as well. The core of the plan is to create a population focused around the resort with staff and third-party housing which supports not only jobs and economic development for the First Nation, but also addresses housing and labor shortages throughout the Bow Valley. Last month, Chiniki CEO Brian Evans told The Outlook that Chiniki band members alone currently face a waitlist of about 250 people for housing on the nation. Raymond Greenwood, CEO of Goodstoney Nation, said they could use nearly that many houses just to fill the need for the Goodstoney community, and waitlist figures are believed to be just as long for Bearspaw Nation. Much like the rest of the Bow Valley, Lee noted the nation-owned Stony Nakoda Resort and Casino is also struggling with labor shortages. By focusing on the need for affordable housing in the area, and providing other employment opportunities as well as amenities, he is hopeful shortages will fill. Our ability to recruit is challenged for lots of different reasons, said Lee. So, we have to look at what can we do. It's difficult to find workers when everybody's fighting over the same labor pool. There's also not a lot of affordable housing in the Bow Valley right now, so we looked at that as an opportunity, we looked at that as one of our two core business models. To attract and retain workers, while also supporting the economic development of the nation, the plan includes supplemental commercial developments such as a grocer, restaurants, medical and other professional services, as well as cultural and recreational activities with a multi-use arena, cultural center, and theater, in addition to amenities already offered at the resort and casino. We're looking to create our own gravity population and we're looking to create our own traffic drivers to the site so that we aren't just relying on interceptor models, said Lee. Moving forward, Lee said, the resort needs to enlist a consultant to help formulate the plan and conduct feasibility studies, but all initial signs are pointing toward go. The plan also prioritizes building a transit hub and more parking off Highway 40, near the gateway to Kay Country. Excitement around the table at KID Council was palpable at the prospect of aligning a vision for public transit to also help ease traffic and environmental strain through the Kananaskis Corridor. Claude Fairden said he sees real potential for economic development centered around the resort to extend, as a bonus, into Kay Country. I don't feel that our valley has gotten the attention it deserves in the sense of our economic contribution to the province's tourism industry, he said. I think there's so much synergy in this plan with getting visitors into Kananaskis through some of your hubs and providing these employees places to live. As a resident of Kananaskis, Kaun, Anita Schuster said the idea of simply having more services closer to the municipality's relatively remote population is exciting. The prospect of having other amenities so close to home is very exciting, she said. As far as a timeline to implement the plan, Lee said there is still much work to do with initial discussions with consultants likely to take somewhere between 6 to 9 months. Lee said the master plan is still being fine-tuned and a request for proposal will go out for land management consultation by early May. Upcoming feasibility studies will also be crucial to providing economic justification for the plan. When we look for the funding mechanisms, we need to show that we've done studies showing there is demand for housing and potentially for mass transit, he said. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. The position covers Iyarhi, Stoney, Nakota First Nation and Kananaskis Country.